It's an honor to be here.
能够站在当中实在是感到荣幸。
And it's a great honor to share the word of God with all of you this morning.
能够同大家分享神的荣神的话实在更加荣幸。
The word of God can change our life.
神的话能改变我们的生命。
It can satisfy all our need.
能够满足我们的需要。
So let's dig into the word and let's see whether the word of God can fill us up with his joy.
所以实在愿意去睇神嘅话语，系睇下神嘅话语如何能够满足我哋嘅需要。
So let's turn to the Gospel of John.
我哋请打开约翰福音第四章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
It's a quite a lengthy passage.
一段比较长嘅圣经。
So let's follow me with a few verses.
我会同大家读几节请大家跟住我睇。
So before we let's not turn on the overhead for now.
而家我哋唔睇上面嗰个荧幕先。
So let's open our Bible.
我哋请大家打开我哋嘅圣经。
Okay. So John chapter 4,
约翰福音第四章
verse 3 to start with.
第三节开始。
When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Verse 4. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
第三节，他就离开犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正。
Verse 7.
第七节。
When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink? Verse 9. The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
第七节，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说，请你给我水喝。第九节，撒玛利亚的妇人对她说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
And then verse 10,
第十节。
Jesus answered her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is that you ask you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would give you living water.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Now we're going to skip to verse 13.
我们跳去第十五节。
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
第十三节，耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的，还要再喝。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And verse 15, the woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
第十五节，妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
And then verse 16,
第十六节。
Jesus told her, Go call your husband and come back.
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
17, she replied, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, You are right when you said you have no husband. The fact is that you have five husbands, and the man you are now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
第十七节，妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。
Now we're going to skip to verse 24.
我们会跳到第24节。
God is spirit, and his worshipper must worship him in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵, 所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
And then verse 28.
第28节,
then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be Christ? They came out of town and make their way toward him.
那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去对众人说你们来看有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来莫非这就是基督吗 众人就出城往耶稣那里去。
We just read about a dialogue between Jesus and a Samaritan woman.
我们刚刚读到的是耶稣和一个撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
In the previous chapter, there's another lengthy conversation Jesus has with a Jewish rabbi.
之前第三章那里, 耶稣和另一个犹太的拉比,一个老师,是有另一段的对话。
We can actually look at this dialogue as like an interview.
我们看这个对话可以看成一个面试一样。
It's an interview between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
是一个耶稣和这个撒玛利亚妇人的一个面试。
It's actually a mutual interview.
是一个互相的面试。
We find out a lot about the Samaritan woman from this interview.
从这个面试里面我们知道这个撒玛利亚妇人很多的事情。
But more important from this interview, we find out a lot more about who Jesus is.
但更加重要的就是从这个面试里面我们知道关于耶稣基督的事情更多。
We find out a lot about God.
我们知道神的事情更多。
We find out about the gift of God.
我们知道神的恩赐是什么一回事。
And we find out a lot about living water.
我们也知道活水是如何一回事情。
So in the beginning, it talked about that Jesus had to go back from Judea and he had to go back to Galilee.
在这一段的对话开头讲到耶稣是离开了犹太,要回到加利利那里。
So he went through Samaria.
所以在路途中经过撒玛利亚。
And then he sat at a well.
在撒玛利亚那里就在一个井旁坐低。
And it's Jacob's well.
这个井是雅各的井,
and it's probably the most famous well in the history in Israel.
相信是在以色列历史里面一个最出名的一个井。
It's a well that provides generation of generation for their water.
这个井是供应以色列人一代一代的水。
And when Jesus arrived at the well, it's at the sixth hour, which is noontime.
当耶稣来到这个井的时候,是当当是在第六个时辰,是正午的时候,
which is the hottest part of the day.
是一天里面最热的时候。
And if people have been to Israel, they said that during that time it's probably over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
那些去过以色列的人都可以告诉你,当那时正午的时候,气温可能高过110度的。
So at that time, a Samaritan woman came by.
所以那时有一个撒玛利亚的妇人就刚刚经过。
She came and to draw water from the well.
她来到这个井是要从井里面得水。
And Jesus asked her for a drink.
耶稣就问这个妇人可不可以给点水我喝呢?
He said, will you give me a drink?
她问这个妇人,你可不可以给点水我喝?
So this woman was actually very puzzled.
这个撒玛利亚人就非常之很惆怅,很奇怪。
Because the Jews and the Samaritan don't get along very well.
因为那时犹太人和撒玛利亚人一直都没有来往的。
But Jesus actually told her that if you knew the gift of God,
但是耶稣就对他这么说,如果你知道神的恩赐是如何,
and who it is to give you the gift,
亦都知道谁是将这个恩赐赐给你的话,
and if you ask for it,
如果你知道这些事情,你去求,
then he will give you living water.
那他就一定得到活水了。
And then Jesus further explained what is living water.
耶稣继续向他解释活水是什么一回事。
Everyone who drinks the water will be thirst again.
他就解释,所有人喝普通的水,他都会再渴。 罪需要喝。
But whoever drink this living water will never thirst.
但是如果喝这个活水的话，他永远不会再渴的了。
And this water will actually become in this person a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
这个活水会成为这个人里面的泉源，会直涌到永生。
We'd like to sort of talk a little bit about the background.
愿意和大家分享一些背景。
We talk about that Jesus actually need to go from Judea to Galilee.
我们讲及到耶稣要由犹太去到加利利这个地方。
So I'd like to point out to you about the direction here.
我愿意和大家分享这个direction。
So Judea is down here.
犹太在南面的地方。
And Galilee is up here.
加利利在北边。
So this green area here, this is the area of Israel.
中间绿色那一带就是以色列。
So in the middle part here, this is Samaria.
在以色列的中间是撒玛利亚。
So from the very top to the very bottom is about 120 miles.
由最北到最南的一点大约有120米。
So here the Bible told us that Jesus need to go from Judea to Galilee.
所以圣经告诉我们耶稣要从犹太走到加利利那里。
Now the shortest route would be to cross over from the province of Judea through the province of Samaria to the province of Galilee.
最短的路程就是从犹太经过撒玛利亚而走到加利利那里。
Now, at that time, the Jewish people actually regard the Samaritan as being unclean.
在那时候,犹太人觉得撒玛利亚人是不洁的。
Because there were a lot of mixed marriage there.
因为在撒玛利亚里面有很多人通婚。
There's a lot of people coming from out of the not Jewish people, they are pagan people.
有很多外邦人是来到撒玛利亚那里。
And more because they worship a different kind of God, they do.
而在撒玛利亚里面的人是敬拜一些偶像，不是真神的偶像。
So the Jewish people would actually avoid going through Samaria.
所以犹太人通常都会选择去逃避撒玛利亚这个地方。
So what would they do?
他们会怎么去呢?
They would actually cross over from the west side of Jordan River to the east side.
他会首先从约旦河的西边过到约旦河的东边。
They would walk through Perea, this province.
他会经过Perea这个地方先。
And then after they cross over here, then they would cross over Jordan River again to go into Galilee.
当他向北行过了撒玛利亚之后，就会再过约旦河的西边，之后就再上北上去到加利利的地方。
They would make a special effort to take a longer route in order to go there.
所以他们会选择去兜个大圈去到加利利那里。
It will take an extra day of walking.
他会多一日行走的时间。
Now, in verse 4,
在第四节那里讲到,
Jesus actually put down here, say, now he had to go through Samaria.
那里讲到耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
There's another translation, instead of, he said, now he had to go through, he said he must go through.
另外一个翻译是讲到，这里讲到他必须经过撒玛利亚，另外那里讲到是他一定要经过撒玛利亚。
So Jesus actually deliberately wants to go through Samaria.
所以耶稣是选择是一定要经过撒玛利亚的。
Now when he went to Samaria and he went by a well, Jacob's well.
当他经过撒玛利亚，来到雅各井这个地方。
He was very tired.
他非常疲倦。
And in verse 7,
第七节那里,
a Samaritan woman came to draw water.
一个撒玛利亚的妇人就来打水。
And Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink?
耶稣就问他, 请你给我水喝。
Now I want you to sort of get a little bit of the historical background.
愿意大家都清楚知道这个故事的背景。
Because if you understand the background, you can understand the heart of Jesus.
因为如果你认识呢个背景嘅时候，你就能够体会到耶稣嘅心意。
The Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritan.
犹太人同撒玛利亚人系冇任何嘅来往。
They feel they are more supreme to them.
犹太人觉得佢哋比撒玛利亚人系高一等。
They feel that if they have to anything to do with the Samaritan, they will have to go through a process of cleansing.
佢哋觉得如果佢哋同撒玛利亚有来往嘅话，佢哋自己需要要去自洁，要去清洁自己。
Now, Jesus is actually also a teacher of the law.
耶稣自己亦都系一个律法嘅一个老师。
And at that time, for a Jewish teacher,
喺嗰阵时要一个律法犹大律法嘅拉比，犹太嘅先生。
There's a tradition that the Jewish teacher will actually not even talk to any woman in public.
在那段时的传统就是一个犹太的先生是绝对不会跟一个女人在当众那里说话。
In fact, the tradition was so strict, they cannot even talk to their wife or their daughter or their sister in public.
那个传统是甚至一个地步，这些犹太的先生是不可以跟他们的太太或者女儿在当众那里对话。
So if you kind of know the background, you'll be really surprised to see Jesus actually approach a Samaritan woman.
所以大家知道了这个背景之后，你就会见到耶稣竟然跟一个撒玛利亚妇人去对话，是一件非常之奇怪的事情。
He said, "Will you give me a drink?"
他问这个女人可不可以给点水我喝呢？
Because normally Jewish people would not touch anything from the Samaritan.
因为通常犹太人是不会掂任何是从撒玛利亚人来的东西。
Now, interesting is this Samaritan woman came to the well at noontime.
很特别的地方，这个撒玛利亚妇人是中午的时候来到这个井那里。
And as we said, that's the hottest time of the day.
刚才都讲过，正午是一日里面最热的一个时候。
So, usually the woman would come out and get water early in the morning.
通常一个妇人是在一朝早来到个井打水。
Because it's colder at the time.
因为那段时天气比较凉。
And they would all come together and fetch the water.
他们会一起来到个井那里，一起来打水。
But at noontime, there was just one Samaritan woman came.
但是在中午的时候，只有一个撒玛利亚妇人来到。
Now, in verse 16 and 18, it tells us a little bit more about this woman.
在第16、第17节那里，我们能够认识到这个妇人。
When Jesus asked her about Go and call your husband and come back.
当耶稣叫这个女人去叫你的丈夫来到这个井那里的时候，
And the woman said, I have no husband.
这个妇人回答，我没有丈夫。
And then Jesus said, the fact is, you have five husbands. And the man you have now is not your husband.
耶稣就跟她说，事实你是没有丈夫，但其实你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
Here we actually see that this woman is a very special woman.
在这里我们看到这个妇人是非常一个特别的妇人。
She is one that hides away from other people.
这个妇人是要从其他人中间隐藏过来，是要避开其他人的。
She is the one that hides away so that she could come out even at the hottest of the day because no one is around.
He 为了要逃避其他人的缘故，所以他要在中午的时候，当其他人都不来这个井打水的时候，自己走过来打井打水。
Imagine this woman have five husbands.
你可以想象到这个妇人有五个丈夫。
I mean, what do you think inside this woman?
你会想到这个妇人的心中是想着什么的呢？
I mean, most people would condemn her.
很多人都会指责她。
Something wrong with this person.
这个妇人一定有点问题的。
She is morally corrupted.
她是道德上面已经沦亡了的了。
But if you really look at the inside of this woman,
但如果你看真一点这个女人的里面，
How do you think she felt?
你估佢如何嘅感觉咧？有啲咩如何嘅思想咧
？I think she will feel being cheated.
我相信佢会觉得系被欺骗。
I think she will feel being rejected.
觉得被拒绝。
I think she will feel she's a failure.
我相信佢会觉得佢自己一个失败。
I think she will feel that her dream has been shattered.
我相信佢觉得佢嘅梦想系已经系破碎啦。
I think she will feel she's a victim.
佢觉得佢自己一个系一个受害者。
I think she feel there's a lot of bitterness.
相信佢非常之咁一个苦涩。
So here's a woman in need.
呢个妇人系好多嘅需要。
But you know, interesting. What really touched me is when Jesus approached this woman.
但系好特别嘅地方，当耶稣系嚟到呢个妇人嘅面前嘅时候
，even though she's morally in such a low place.
虽然佢嘅道德系非常之低。
He make a special way to Samaria.
但系耶稣系特别选择要经过撒玛利亚。
He had a divine appointment with her.
就好似耶稣有一个神圣嘅约会同呢个妇人一样。
And he reached to her.
佢系要亲手嚟到呢个女人嘅面前。
Ask her for a drink.
要问佢攞水。
I mean, by asking a drink.The Lord Jesus will open a dialogue with her.
耶稣系藉住问佢攞水呢个对话嚟打开呢个对话嘅开头。
He lowered himself in such a way that he leveled with her.
耶稣系自己将自己降低嚟到呢个女人嗰度。
He did not condemn her in the conversation.
喺呢个对话里面，耶稣没有指责呢个妇人。
So other people may reject her.
其他人可能会拒绝呢个妇人。
Other people will gossip her.
其他人可能讲呢个妇人坏话。
But the love of Jesus reach out to her.
但系耶稣嘅爱系伸展到呢个妇人里面。
Today, God's word is also speak to all those who are in need.
今日神嘅话亦都系伸展到我哋每一个有需要嘅人。
Now, as human, we have a basic human need.
作为人类我哋有人类嘅需要。
So what are your need?
咁你有啲咩需要咧
？Beside clothes and food, what are your need?
衣着食物之外，你仲有啲咩需要咧
？Beside paying rent, food, and the basic need, what do you need?
除咗食物或者居住嘅地方，你仲有啲咩基本嘅需要咧？
I think we all want to feel important.
我相信每一个人都希望自己是很重要的。
We all want to feel being loved.
每一个人都希望被爱。
We all want to feel care about.
每一个人都希望被人关心。
We all want to feel being understood.
希望被人去了解。
So that's why there's so much relationship problem.
所以在我们当中所以有好多人与人之间关系嘅问题。
We all want to feel important.
我哋每一个人都希望自己系非常之重要嘅。
And we all want to have find the true meaning in life.
亦都希望找寻到生命嘅真正意义。
But so many times we felt we really have never find that true meaning.
但系我哋好多时都发觉，我哋永远都寻找唔到呢个生命真正嘅意义。
So many times we could be like this Samaritan woman.
所以好多时候我哋就好似呢个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Our life is not fulfilled.
我哋嘅生活系完全唔得到充满。
There are certain areas of our life is miserable.
喺我哋嘅生命里面好悲哀。
There are certain part of our life we don't have that true joy.
或者喺我哋嘅生命里面得唔到嗰个真正嘅喜乐。
Life by itself does not give us this true satisfaction.
生命唔能够俾我哋呢个真正嘅满足。
I think the only true satisfaction a human may get is when you were a baby.
我相信一个人能够得到 真正嘅满足就系当呢个人系喺仍然系喺 BB 嘅时候。
When you were a baby, the mother gave you a bottle, a clean diaper, and you're happy.
啊，当你系一个婴孩嘅时候，啊，你妈妈啊俾一杯奶你饮，或者帮你换咗片，咁你就会高兴啦。
But as you get older, as we get older, our need become greater.
啊，但系当你成长嘅时候，你嘅需要就更加多。
I know when I get older, my parents would give me different toys to satisfy my need.
我知道啊，当我慢慢大嘅时候，我嘅父母会俾其他啊好多唔同嘅玩具啊去满足我。
But those need is only satisfied for a very short time.
啊，但系嗰啲需我嗰阵时嗰啲需要只系啊能够被满足一段嘅时间。
Now as we get older, our need increase.
啊，当我哋啊更加长大嘅时候，我哋嘅需要就更加多。
Then you go to school, you want to have a good education.
啊，我哋会要去到学校，要得到一个好嘅教育。
But then your need increase as we get older.
啊，但系我哋嘅需要啊更加系啊系增多，当我哋长大嘅时候。
And to a point, your parents cannot provide for you.
啊，到一个地步，你嘅父母唔能够去满足你嘅需要啦。
The only person can provide this need for you is Jesus Christ.
啊，唯一一个人能够满足你嘅生命嘅就系、是。主耶稣。
Now, the Lord talk about what He would give you is the living water.
啊，主喺呢段圣经嗰度讲到，佢能够俾我哋嘅就系呢个活水。
Now we'll look at verse 10 and 13.
我哋会读第十节同第十三节。
So Jesus answered, He said, "Everyone who drink this water is referring to the well water, Jacob's well."Will be thirsty, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
耶稣回答说：凡喝这水的，啊，这个水就是从啊那个井打出来的水，还要再喝。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The water that we drink from the earthly well, from the earthly water, will be thirst again.
我哋饮咗从地上面打嚟嘅水，我哋会要再喝。
So everything the world can provide for us.
所以啊，所有呢个世界能够提供到俾我哋嘅
，will only temporarily quench your thirst.
啊，只能够短暂嘅满足我哋嘅需要。
I think we all, if we are honest with ourselves,
我相信如果我哋自己对自己系诚实嘅话
，we know that is true.
啊，呢个系对嘅，正确嘅。
So how many times when you work so hard, you purchase something you like, and it's only satisfy you for a very short time?
啊，有几多次你系发觉你系好勤力嘅，为着一啲嘅事物去追求啊！你得到之后，你会发觉嗰个满足系只系能够短暂嘅满足了呢一段时间。
When I first bought my first used car，
当我第一次买我第一架嘅二手车嘅时候
，I was very happy。
我非常之高兴。
But shortly after I want a new one。
啊，但系过一阵之后，我就想要一架新嘅车啦。
I was very happy for a short time。
我系喺好短喺一阵嘅时间，我非常之开心。
And shortly after, I want a better car.
啊，但系过咗一阵之后，我就希望得到一架更好嘅车。
I want a European car.
我想得到欧洲车。
So people are chasing after something.
啊，所以人都系一直嘅追求一啲嘅嘢。
You want to have a nice place to live.
啊，希望得到一间好嘅房子。
Then you want a bigger one.
啊，得到之后想要一间更大嘅。
But everyone ever own a car or house will tell you that doesn't provide the joy and the peace and the meaning of life to you.
啊，但系如果你系拥有车或者房子嘅时候，你就知道呢啲嘢唔能够系完全满足你生命嘅需要。
When they talk about this well, they're referring to Jacob's well.
喺呢度讲到嘅井，就系讲到雅各嘅井。
In the history of the Jewish tradition.Jacob is one of their forefathers.
啊，犹太嘅传统里面，啊，雅各就系佢哋嘅祖先。
And is someone the Jewish people were very proud of in the heritage.
雅各是犹太人里面非常之感到自豪的。
Because in the history, it recorded Jacob actually had encounter with God.
因为在他们的历史里面，雅各是亲自是见过神。
And God actually blessed him with the 12 tribes.
神就在那里祝福雅各，将十二个支派赐给他。
And this is the most famous well that in the history.
这个井就是在犹太人历史里面最出名的井。
So today, I don't care what is the most significant worldly thing you can get.
所以今日无论你得到的是有几咁的重要。
It could be maybe some Gucci bag.
可能是一个很名牌的袋。
It will not quench the thirst inside.
但是他们不能够满足你心里面的渴求。
You think when you get a job, your dream job, you will be happy?
你得到你梦想的工作，你是不是会就开心呢？
But there will be other things you will be thirsty.
但是一定有其他东西你是想得到的。
You think when you get married, you will be very happy the rest of your life?
你会不会想当你结了婚之后，你余下的生活，生命就会非常之开心呢？
If you take a survey of all those who are married,
如果你和一些已经结了婚的人做一个统计，
they will tell you that's not true.
他就会告诉你，这个绝对不是真的。
When I had my son, when he first born,
当我的儿子刚刚出生的时候，
I thought I owned the whole world.
我觉得我已经拥有了全世界。
Right, Sherman?
Sherman是不是真的呢？
But shortly after you realize, your thirst inside will continue.
但是慢慢过了之后，就发现我里面的渴求就持续下去。
The Bible told us that in our heart there's an emptiness.
圣经告诉我们在我们心里面有一个空隙。
And you cannot depend on external things, material things, things from the outside to quench that thirst.
这个空缺是不能够被一些外面的东西或者物质上面的东西来去填补。
And only the living water, what Jesus provided,
唯有耶稣所赐下的活水能够充满它。
Can quench your thirst forever.
这个活水能够使你永远不渴。
And what does it mean by eternal life?
永生又是如何一回事呢?
Now, it's not just a matter of someone would live forever.
不单止是一个人永远活着。
It actually talks about is the quality of life.
是讲到这个生命的质素。
It is a life that you can overcome whatever problems or ever calamity you run into it.
这个生命的质素是讲及到你能够面对所有的难处灾难。
Today, because of we don't have this joy, man is always seeking something in order to have this temporary thirst being quenched.
今日因为我们得不到这个永远的喜乐，所以我们人是永远都是要去寻找他所渴求的，使他里头的渴求能够暂时的被满足。
The Bible used that word craving.
圣经是讲到这个渴求这个字。
Like, have you ever seen someone crave for junk food?
你有没有见过一些人很渴望去吃到一些零食？
Or crave for candies?
或者很渴望吃到一些糖？
So the Bible talks about there's a craving inside every one of us.
圣经就告诉我们，在我们每一个人心里面就有这个渴求。
It talks about we crave for more things to have.
我们渴求到一些更多的东西。
We crave for to have more things you own.
我们渴求去拥有更多的事物。
We want to crave for certain things that you'll be proud of.
我们希望渴求得到一些我们能够令我骄傲的事物。
But the Bible also described that as a bottomless pit.
但是圣经就告诉我们，这是一个无底坑。
So many people you see walking around with an iPhone now, like an iPod with music.
我们在街上见到很多人都拿着这个 iPhone 或者 iPod 呢啲電子嘅手機。
They need to be entertained all the time.
啊，佢哋要時時刻刻都係被去被娛樂。
Whether it's music, television, website.
啊，無論係音樂、係電視或者係互聯網。
Or even education.
甚至係教育。
Or activities.
啊，或者係一啲嘅活動。
Maybe karaoke.
啊，可能係卡拉 OK。
MJ.
啊，麻雀。
Sport.
啊，運動。
Ballroom dancing.
啊，跳舞。
So we try to occupy ourselves so that our thirst could be temporary quenched.
所以我哋都做好多嘅嘢嚟去滿足我哋自己，使我哋裡面嘅渴求能夠暫時嘅係被停止。
So what our Lord promises is a living water.
但係主係答應我哋得到嘅就係呢個活水。
Will be a spring of water.Welling up to eternal life.
这个活水是会成为泉源，直涌到永生。
It is a spring, it continues coming.
是一个泉源，是持续的流过来。
I like to look at a spring is something coming from above.
我愿意这样看，泉源是由上面是流落下面的。
So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以当你接受耶稣基督为你的救主的时候，
He will provide this spring of water for you.
佢就会供应你呢个泉源。
And it will quench all your thirst.
能够使你永远不渴。
The deepest thirst in a human soul.
喺一个人嘅灵魂里面，一个最深嘅渴求、渴望。
Now tell me if this is true or not.
我同大家讲你话俾我听系咪正确。
The deepest thirst.In every one of us,
在我们每一个人里面最深的渴求
is love,
就是爱
peace,
平安
joy,
喜乐
someone to care about you,
有人其他人关心你
understanding, someone understand you,
其他人了解你
and to have a true meaning of your existence,
亦都是你能够真正明白你存在的价值。
But when this woman encountered Jesus,
当这个妇人是见到耶稣的时候
,so immediately she noticed she had a thirst.
耶稣就见到这个妇人有这个渴求。
And this woman actually asked, Sir, give me this water so I won't have to get thirsty and have to come.Keep coming back to draw water.
妇人就问耶稣，你可唔可以将呢个水赐俾我，使我唔需要再嚟呢个井打水咧
？Now in verse 16 and 18,
喺第十六节同第十八节嗰度
，When this woman asked for the water, interesting is instead of saying anything, Jesus has asked her, "Go call your husband and come back."
当这个妇人问耶稣拿这个活水的时候，耶稣没有讲其他东西，却是叫这个妇人将你的丈夫也都带来这里。
And immediately the woman accepted that what her life is an upside down life.
那一时刻这个妇人就接受了这个事实，就是这个她一直的生命都是非常之颠倒的。
You know, when anyone come to the presence of God,
大家知道，当每一个人来到神的里面的时候
，even without being condemned，
虽然你可能啦，你讲先。
So in this case, the Lord Jesus did not condemn her。
当人来到神的面前的时候，虽然佢系唔系被神去指责。喺呢一段里面，这个妇人来到耶稣里面，耶稣没有指责佢。
But there's a natural conviction and confession of sin.
但是呢啲人来到神嘅里面嘅时候，佢自然嘅就有咗呢个嘅认罪。
So this one immediately know that she need to have this living water.
呢个妇人就立即就知道佢需要得到呢个活水。
Because her need is not just being thirsty.
因为佢嘅需要唔单止係要有水飲。
Because her life is so corrupted, so upside down.
因为她知道她的生活一直都是颠倒过来。
So what did she do?
那她做了什么呢?
She asked for the water.
她求耶稣给水她。
And then Jesus actually, the next thing, Jesus explained to him about how to be a worshipper of God.
那下一点,耶稣就向他解释如何作为一个敬拜神的人。
And it's in verse 24.
在24节那里讲到,
it said, God is spirit.
神是个灵。
Can we have the overhead, verse 24?
我们请去到24节那里。
Thank you. He said, God is spirit.
神是个灵。
And his worshipper must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So we all know that we have a body, a mind, which is our soul and a spirit.
大家都知道我们每一个人都有身体，亦都有我们的灵魂。
So when we come to God, we need to come to him in spirit.
所以我们来到神的面前的时候，我们要用我们的灵来到他面前。
And it's like the hymn said, you just have to open up the door.
就好像刚才所唱的诗歌那样讲，你要打开你的心。
Just open up your heart.
打开你的心门。
Don't use your head.
不要用你的头脑。
Because you cannot find God with your intelligence.
因为你不能够藉着你的思想去寻找神。
When you come to God in spirit and in truth,
当你用心灵和诚实来到神的面前的时候，
you need to have a sincere heart.
你有一个很恳切的心。
You need to be an open book.
你要打开，好像一本打开了的书一样。
You need to acknowledge who God is.
你要承认神是哪一位。
He's just not a God of creation. He's also a God of love.
他不单只是创造这个世界的神，他更加是一个爱的神。
He cares about those he created.
他关心他所做的人。
You need to be humble.
你需要谦卑的来到神的面前。
The word worship,
敬拜这个字,
it actually means to claiming someone to be worthy for you to praise.
这个字的意思就是承认一个人是 是配得你的尊敬。
So it comes from the word worthy.
所以是从这个配这个字演变过来的。
So you need to come to God with a spirit that He is worthy for you to seek after.
所以你来到神的面前，你需要承认神是配得你所有的敬拜。
And just knowing that we are people who are in need.
要认清自己是一班有需要的人。
And God is the one who provides for us.
去承认神就是那位供应我们那一位。
And we need to come to him in truth.
我们亦都要用诚实来到他的面前。
You need to come to God and confess that I am a sinner.
要来到神的面前承认你是一个罪人。
But the Lord actually has said about himself.
神亦都是讲到他自己。
He said, the Lord Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他自己是讲到自己是道路、真理、生命。
And no one can come to the Father except through me.
没有人能够来到父那里，除了藉着他之外。
So the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以主就是道路、真理、生命。
When we have sin,
当我们犯罪了的时候,
when we have need,
当我们有需要的时候,
we cannot come to God,
我们不能够来到神那里,
because God is a holy God.
因为神是一个圣洁的神。
When we carry our sin in front of God, we will be condemned.
当我们在神面前犯罪的时候, 我们就被定罪过来。
So only those whose sin are being cleansed, then they can come and approach God.
唯有那些罪被赦免的、被清洁的, 至可以来到神的面前。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said, He is the way.
啊，所以耶稣讲，佢就系道路。
He's the only way we can approach God.
佢就系我哋唯一能够接近神嘅道路。
Because the Bible told us that He was crucified on the cross.
因为圣经告诉我哋，啊，佢系喺十字架为着我哋嘅缘故被钉死。
He was crucified on the cross on our behalf.
佢为着我哋嘅缘故喺十字架嗰度被钉。
The cross is the place where our sin is being cleansed.
十字架就是我们的罪被洁净过来的地方。
When our Lord was crucified on the cross,
当我们的主在十字架被钉死的时候，
He bare the penalty, the punishment of your sin and my sin.
他就为着你的罪，我们的罪的缘故，背负了这些罪。
He is sinless.
佢系一个无罪嘅人，佢嘅神。
He did not need to go to the cross。
佢无需要去到十字架嗰度。
But that cross is for your punishment and my punishment。
但系嗰个十字架系因着你我嘅惩罚。
The Bible said the wages of sin is death。
圣经告诉我哋罪嘅工价乃是死。
It's not just physical death。
唔单止系肉身上面嘅死。
And it's also emotionally death。
更加系你感情上面嘅死。
Your soul life is death.
你嘅魂嘅死。
And that's why there's so much disappointment in our life.
所以我哋喺嘅生命里面有好多嘅失望。
The Lord knows that we are in need.
主知道我哋有需要。
But thanks God, He's not a God just sitting in heaven.
但系感谢神，佢唔系一个就咁坐喺天上面嘅神。
He came to the cross to save us.
佢嚟到呢个地上喺十字架上面为我哋死。
And just like what Jesus did, he purposely wanted to go through Samaritan.
就好似主耶稣喺呢度一样，佢自己选择决定系经过撒玛利亚。
He had this divine appointment with this woman.
佢就好似有一个神圣嘅约会要见呢个妇人一样。
I believe the Lord has a divine appointment with every one of us today.
我相信主与你哋每一个当中今日就有呢个神圣嘅约会。
The Lord wants to give you this living water.
主希望将呢个活水赐俾你。
When this woman had received the living water,
当呢个妇人得到呢个活水之后
，in verse 28 and 30,
第二十八节同二十九节
，it said that.Then this woman, she left her water jar there, and she ran back to the town, and said to the people, Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and make their way toward Jesus.
这个妇人就立即留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人讲，你们来看一个人，将我素来所行的一切事都跟我讲出来，难道这个就是基督吗？众人就出去往耶稣那里去。
The Bible is very meticulous in every word.
圣经实在每一个的用词都非常之小心。
The Bible said that every word in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
圣经每一只字都是由圣灵所默示的。
It said that this woman left her water jar and went back to town.
在这里讲到这个妇人留下水罐子。
Yes, she did leave her water jar there.
的确，佢将佢嘅水罐子系留下。
But I think there's a deeper meaning.
但我相信有更深一层嘅意思。
She did not need the worldly water to quench her thirst anymore.
呢个意思就系佢唔需要地上嘅水去满足佢嘅渴求。
And what did she do?
佢做咗咩咧
？She went back to town.
佢翻到城里面。
Remember, she was originally someone that she hide away from people.
大家都记得佢系一个要从其他人系隐藏匿埋过嚟嘅一个女人。
But now she came back to town and said to the people.
但系佢翻到城里面系主动同其他人讲。
She said, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did."
佢同佢哋讲，嚟有一个人将我所素来所做嘅一切事情都话俾我听。
What a wonderful change in this woman.
这个女人的生命里面实在有很大的改变。
There's no more condemnation.
再没有定罪。
There's no more guilt.
再没有罪疚感。
The burden of sin is removed.
罪的重担已经是挪开了。
She's a forgiven person.
她已经被赦免过来。
And she finds the true meaning of life.
她亦都找到生命真正的意义。
She has this joy.
她里头有一个喜乐。
She wants to share this joy with as many people as she can.
她愿意将这个喜乐和所有人,每一个人都分享。
She told them, come and see and hear.
她跟他们说,来,快点看看。
Today you are being invited by your friends.
今天大家被邀请,是被你的朋友邀请到这里。
And it's because they had this joy inside in their life they want to share with you.
因为你的朋友,他的心里面就是有这个喜乐,他愿意将这个喜乐和你分享。
We want to share the grace of God, the love of God.
愿意和你分享神的恩典和他的爱。
Your life can overflow just like this Samaritan woman.
你的生命能够被充满过来,就好像这个妇人一样。
Jesus Christ can quench your thirst forever.
耶稣基督能使你永远不渴。
And you have a meaningful life.
你能够有一个有意义的生命。
Today, you have a divine appointment with God.
今日你同神有这个神圣的约会。
God know your need.
神认识你的需要。
Jesus know the need of the Samaritan woman.
耶稣认识这个妇人的需要。
God know your need.
神知道你的需要。
But you need to humble yourself.
但你需要向他谦卑。
And worship him.
敬拜他。
That he is worthy for you to let him come into your life.
承认他是配能够进入你的心里面。
The gospel is a gospel of good news.
福音是一个好消息。
It's a good news that God reached out to touch every one of us.
这个好消息就是神是亲自去寻找人。
The gospel is good news that Jesus came to Samaritan for this woman.
福音就是一个好消息, 耶稣来到撒玛利亚寻找这个妇人。
Today, Jesus knows your need.
今天耶稣认识你的需要。
Jesus knows the deepest wound in your heart.
耶稣认识你心里面最深入的创伤。
You need to come to God in turn.
你要和神是和好。
Healing will start from the deepest part of your wound.
医治就能够从你这个最深的创伤开始。
Your sin will be forgiven.
你的罪会被赦免。
But you need to accept Jesus as your savior.
但你需要接受耶稣作为你的救主。
When the Lord died on the cross, he became the savior of the world.
当主在十字架被钉死的时候, 他成为世人的救主。
But when you accept Jesus into your life,
当你接受耶稣入你的心里面的时候,
then he'll become your personal savior.
就成为你个人的救主。
Your sin will be forgiven.
你的罪会被赦免。
And then you'll be accepted by God.
神会接受你。
And you'll have this living water.
你心里面就有这个活水。
Welling up to eternal life.
能够成为全源, 涌到永生。
There's a verse I'd like to share with you.
有一节的 圣经我愿意和大家分享。
It's in 1 Peter, verse 1.
是在彼得前书第1章24节。
He said, all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass wither, and the flower fall.
因为凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美荣都像草上的花。 草必枯干，花必凋谢。
So today, everything we try to accomplish, even the glory we have, is just like the flower of the field. The next day, it will wither and it will fall.
今日我们所有的成就，所有得到的，都是好像这里讲及，它好像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢一样。
And then afterward it said, but the word of the Lord abide forever.
但在25节那里讲到，唯有主的道是永存的。There's
a story I'd like to share with you.
有一个故事想同大家分享。
And it is just an illustration.
是能够表明我所刚才所讲的嘢。
There was once a young boy. He lived out on the street.
有一个很年轻的男仔。 他是在街头那里睡的。
He's a beggar.
他是一个乞衣。
He was born and raised in the street.
他是在街里面出生，亦都在街那里成长的。
Rarely he'll have a day he have enough to eat.
通常每一日能够吃饱他的。
He have such a lack.
他非常之缺乏。
So his whole life is just begging to have enough food to fill his stomach.
所以他一生就是要去求其他人给他食物，使他的肚子能够填饱。
And he lived in this kingdom.
他在这个国里面住。
And the kingdom, there's a king and a queen.
在这个国里面有皇帝和皇后。
And this story said that they don't have a son.
这个故事讲到这个皇帝皇后没有儿女。
So they went out, they looked for a son to adopt.
所以他就周围走，希望找到一个男仔，他能够收养。
So he find this beggar boy.
所以他就见到这个乞衣。
So they want to adopt this boy.
他希望收养这个男孩。
And if this boy was adopted,
如果这个男孩被收养过来的时候,
he will receive all the riches in the kingdom.
他就得到这个国里面所有的荣华富贵。
He will not be hungry anymore.
他不会再饥饿。
All his need will be met.
他所有的渴求都已经会被满足过来了。
But all he needs is to believe when the king and the queen ask him to call them parents.
但是他需要做的就是当这个皇帝皇后问他的时候，这个人要相信这个皇帝皇后叫他们作为他的父母。
But he need to believe and accept the offer, the gift.
他需要相信去接受这个礼物。
There will be no more hunger.
他就不会再饥饿了。
No more thirst.
他不会再干渴。
The need will be met.
渴望渴求就会得到满足。
So today, when we come to the Lord Jesus, we need to have belief, we need to have faith.
所以今日我们来到耶稣面前，我们需要有信心。
We need to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们需要相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And he's reaching out to offer this living water to you.
要相信他是亲自来到这个地上，将这个活水赐给我们。
And all you need to accept this gift.
你所需要做的就是接受这份礼物。
He died on the cross for your sin.
他为着你的罪的缘故，在十字架上被钉死。
And by accepting him as your personal savior,
接受主耶稣为你个人的救主,
your sin will be forgiven.
你的罪就会被赦免。
And you will be cleansed.
你就会被洁净过来。
And you will be reconciled with God the Father.
你就能够与天父神和好过来。
And God will have this living water that spring up in your life.
神就会赐给你这个泉源，能够涌到永生。
Will you accept this gift?
你会不会接受这份礼物呢？
Will you just open your heart and accept it?
你会不会打开你的心，接受这份礼物呢？
So in closing, I'd like to share another verse with you.
在完结的时候，愿意同大家分享另一节的圣经。
Is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
是马太福音第十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音第十一章二十八节。
He said, Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
那里讲到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me.
来我这里。
Would you accept this gift?
你愿意接受这份礼物呢?
So at the very end, let's sing another hymn.
在最后的时候，我们愿意再唱一首诗歌。
It's hymn 216.
诗歌216首。
My Jesus.
Never, never first again.
We can always come to God and pray for our need.
我们能够时常来到神的面前向祂祈求, 告诉祂我们的需要。
Jesus knows our need.
耶稣认识我们的需要。
We need to come in prayer.
我们要在祷告里面, 来到神的面前。
The Bible says we need to come to Him boldly.
圣经告诉我们要放胆来到神的面前,
to his mercy seat,
来到他施恩宝座前,
in time for help,
是在我们有需要的时候来到他的面前,
to claim him to be our savior,
去承认他是我们的救主,
and to continue to drink of this fountain,
去不断地在这个泉源里面得活水。
Now let's sing this one more time.
我们再唱这首诗歌一次。
My Jesus, again. So I'd like to have those who had accepted the Lord to sing this song with the joy from your heart to those who are here to seek after the Lord.
我愿意那些已经接受主的人是将你的喜乐是唱给那些寻求主耶稣的人听。
And those who are seeking, I'd like you to just close your eyes.
如果你还是在寻求的,我愿意你闭上你的眼睛。
And let God speak to your heart.
让神向你的心说话。
He is a spirit.
神是一个灵。
Open the door.
愿意你们打开你的心。
And He will speak to you.
神就会向你说话。
My Jesus is again. Let's sing together this hymn one last time.
我们再唱一次,我们所有人一起唱。
And after that, we will have a calling for those who like to accept Jesus.
我们唱完之后,会有一个呼召,如果你愿意接受主耶稣的话。
My Jesus is again. Let's bow our head and close our eyes.
我们请低头,闭上我们的眼睛。
So we'd like to give this time for those who like to accept Jesus as your Savior.
将以下的时间是留给那些愿意接受耶稣为他们救主的人。
And it is a promise from God that your thirst will be quenched.
这个是神的答应,我们应许, 如果你接受耶稣的话,你就永远不渴。
He will meet all your need.
他会满足你所有的需求。
All the pain and hurt inside of you will be healed.
在你里面所有的痛楚的创伤都会被医治过来。
He will forgive your sin.
他会赦免你的罪。
And you will have a relationship with the living God.
你就可以和这个永生的神有一个活的关系。
So all I ask for you to do is to raise your hand.
我需要你们做的就是举起你的手。
It's just to make a sign that you like to accept Jesus as your Savior.
作为一个记号是你愿意接受耶稣的一个回应。
So if you feel the urge inside or the peace, just raise your hand.
如果你心里面有这个催促去接受耶稣为你的救主, 请你举起你的手。
So now is the time for acceptance. Praise the Lord.
现在就是接受的时候。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Anyone else?
还有没有人呢?
You don't have to bear a life of pain and suffering anymore.
你不再需要活一个充满痛苦创伤的生命。
You need to humble yourself.
你需要谦卑过来。
I'd like to ask one last time.
再问最后一次。
So anyone would like to accept Jesus as your Savior?
有没有人愿意接受耶稣为你的救主呢?
The Lord is waiting for you.
主是等着你。
Don't let this opportunity go by.
不要创失这个机会。
The gospel is a gospel of grace.
福音是恩典的福音。
You've been under suffering too long.
你一直都是过一个劳苦的生活。
If you feel the pounding in your heart,
如果你心里面感受到这个催促,
the Lord is speaking in your heart.
主是在你心里面说话。
If you raise your hand, it will change your life forever.
如果你举起手接受的话，你的生活就会被改变过来。
One last time.
最后一次。
Would you accept the Lord as your Savior?
你愿不愿意接受主为你的个人救主呢？
He will quench all your thirst.
他能够使你永远不渴。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，多谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
We thank you for your love.
多谢你对我哋嘅爱。
We thank you that you had a true meaning of life for us.
多谢你赐俾我哋一个生命嘅意义。
And we thank you that you died on the cross.
多谢你为着我哋缘故喺十字架上面死。
So that we can have this normal relationship with God.
使我哋能够与父神有一个正常嘅关系。
We thank you for the word this morning.
我们多谢你今天早上给我们的话语。
We ask that you bless those words.
求你祝福你的话语。
And continue until it became harvest.
继续在我们心里面动工使它庄稼成熟的时候。
We thank you for those who invited their friends.
亦都为着那些邀请他朋友来到福音聚会的人去感谢你。
That they willing to share their joy with their friends.
感謝你，他們願意是將他們自己的喜樂同他們的朋友分享。
And once again, we thank you for this time.
我們再一次為著剛才的時間感謝你。
We ask the Holy Spirit to continue to move this word and to translate in our hearts.
我們求聖靈繼續是感動他的話語。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我們祈禱是奉耶穌的名求。
Amen.
Amen.